This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings, coming at you live from the Dodge Ram here in Temecula, California. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 16th, episode 1084, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
It's Friday. Woohoo! We're happy about that, and thank you so much for joining us here in Horses in the Morning. Jamie is on location from the Dodge Ram Studio.
The Dodge Ram Truck Studios.
I wonder if we could get Dodge to, like, pay you a kickback for, you know, record, you know, doing the show from your Dodge Ram Studio.
I mean, seriously, I'm broadcasting live in the Dodge Ram Studios at Galway Downs in Temecula, California. It doesn't sound fancier than that, but
no.
I'm in the truck.
Pretty nice truck, though. See, that's the thing. It's not a bad deal, right? It's a nice truck. So.
No, it's a nice truck. I'm sitting here with Zenyatta. I've got my soy yogurt. I couldn't make any coffee because everybody was sleeping. But, yeah, so it could be worse. I mean, I've got seat heaters for crying out loud. It's freezing. It's 45 degrees. I'm freezing to death.
Well, you don't have the truck on because I don't hear that diesel rumbling.
Oh, it's quiet, baby. It's on because I got the heater going.
Really?
Yeah.
It is on? Wow.
It's on.
They make them a lot quieter than they used to.
It's the
stealth
Dodge.
To do that. Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to do that 10 years ago. No way.
I wouldn't have been able to do it with my last truck.
Well, we're going to hear more about your adventures there and what's going on in Southern California.
I got that girl for you. Just wait.
Right,
oh, boy.
I got to find that cell phone. Hold on. Let me find that. And while we're doing that, we'll let Jennifer tell us what's coming up on today's show.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Sue from Coragem is going to stop by and explain a sweet way to help horses and pets with skin issues of all sorts. And then up next, we will face up to Fat Fear and 50 with a little help from Smokey Brannaman. And then Riding Drag, the EquityMFG.com really bad ads, opens the floodgates for the weekend. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Smokey's coming back. That's always fun. It's always fun to have
Smokey. Yay!
Well, we're going to do our daily winnings. My daily whinny goes to a young gentleman, probably 18 years old, by the name of Austin Benson. He received the 2014 Iowa Citizen Hero Award. And the reason he got that is he went out riding with his girlfriend. I got the impression he's not a rider. She was. They decided
so he got
to go
the
out
award
riding.
For riding with his girlfriend?
No, he got
no,
the award
oh, okay,
for saving
more.
His girlfriend's life, actually. They went out for a ride and got apparently to the edge of the field where they were heading out of the woods. Mom happened to be driving out of the driveway and saw this happen, her mom. The horse reared up and dumped her, fell over back on top of her, and the saddle horn went into her leg and cut the artery in her leg.
Oh,
so,
my God.
She was, like, going to bleed to death in a matter of no time. They had interviews with him, and Austin, the boyfriend, said he saw the pool of blood on the ground and realized this wasn't good because there was a lot of it. And managed to, I guess he took off his shirt and used his shirt to apply pressure to the leg wound, and he held the shirt there the whole time, not letting up pressure, and the mother managed to call the hospital. But he talked to her and would not let her. Apparently, she was just trying to fade out on him, and he would just not let her fade out. And the ambulance got there. They ended up flying her to the hospital. She had lost half her blood in that accident. And they had to do an operation on the other leg to get enough of artery to repair the other one. And
Information too early.
I know.
Thank you.
The paramedic said without him and what he did with his quick reactions, she would have been dead in the field there. So that's why he got the Iowa Citizen Hero Award, and good for him.
Well, that is reason number 4,862 reasons to ride English. That's one of them. No horn to run in your leg.
I've never heard a horn doing that before.
That's bizarre. Wow.
It is bizarre. That is bizarre. All right, your turn. Oh. Hopefully something a little milder.
Yes. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to a listener, Doreen Rose, and I'll tell you why. Because Doreen, bless her heart, she teaches at a high school, I think, and she was in the cafeteria line for lunch, and I guess where they feed all the teachers, and they had a vegan taco option. And so Doreen, in honor of me, decided to try vegan. And she said that she went vegan because I have been doing it and that she will not do it again.
Tasted like total crap.
It wasn't crap. She said it wasn't terrible, but she won't do it again. But I'm proud of her because, you know, she saved one cow that day. So we love you, Doreen. Big, you know, applause. If I had a button hit, I would hit it for you. So thank you very much.
No convert there, Jamie, but at least she tried. She gave it a college try.
That's one meal without meat. I love it.
Well, the Eclipse Awards are tomorrow night. Don't forget that. Saturday, January 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch them on HRTV, either online. I think they're gonna have the live feed on their website in addition to on their, if you get their channel, which doesn't seem like any of us ever do. So you can watch them at HRTV. The Eclipse Awards are going to be fun to see who takes. If Jamie's going to commit Harry Carey if California Chrome doesn't win. So,
man, he's just got to.
We'll have some sound clips for you on Monday morning, like we always do after the Eclipse Awards. So we'll be covering that Monday morning. So you're out in Temecula, California, which is south of L.A.
It's kind of southeast of L.A. It's wine country. It's rolling hills. It's Southern California. It's just gorgeous. And, you know, I don't ride. My lessons aren't till Saturday and Sunday. So this is a big cross-country schooling fundraiser, and they've got clinics going on all weekend. They're doing those instructor certification things. They have all sorts of stuff going on in the eventing world this weekend, and one is that all the instructors from around, we're talking Holly Bennett, James Atkins, I mean, Canadian Olympians, and, you know, Tammy Smith is here. All these names that we know, we heard of, are all teaching here for free, for Galway anyway. We have to pay, you know, so our money goes to Galway as a cross-country course fundraiser. And then all these instructors spend their whole weekend, Barb Crabo's here, teaching for free for them. So I'm riding on Saturday with James Atkinson and then Sunday with Taryn Atkinson. And I'm super excited, but we came a day early because my husband wanted to play golf in Southern California tomorrow, which would be today. So he's like, we're leaving Thursday. And I was like, we don't need to leave Thursday. It's fine. Yes, we do. And then I get to the point of why he wants to go a day early, because he wants to golf. I'm like, just tell me. Tell me you wanted to golf. So he's at work yesterday, and he's like, I'm going to be home by 1:30, and I would like to leave by 3, so we can at least drive most of the way in the light. You know, it takes about 5.5 hours to get here. So I said, no problem. I did all my grocery shopping. I had everything packed and ready that I could possibly do myself. 1:30 comes around, no chat, not answering the phone.
Uh-oh.
Two, 2:30, three, 3:30, 4 o'clock, my husband is on his way home. He's like, I got stuck at work. Like, no big deal. I'm not driving. You have to drive in the dark. So I'm like, no problem. I'm ready to go. Well, we apparently were not ready to go because we did not pull out of my house until 6:30 p.m. It was like pitch black when we were leaving. I did not get to the way down until after midnight, California.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's 17 barns here. I'm in barn 5. Do I know where barn 5 is? No, I have no idea where barn 5 is. So here's me at midnight with a child who is in the car, not sleeping, a puppy and a dog, and a husband who is very grumpy. I'm running up and down the barns, shining a flashlight onto the barns because it's pitch black. Nobody has any lights on. Nobody's even here yet. I'm trying to find barn 5. I was the idiot sprinting around, I can't find the barn. My baby's in the car crying. My husband's mad. It was like a total nightmare. So then, of course, I finally find barn 5. Finally find it. And, you know, I have to, like, put shavings in and get the water buckets out and feed the horse and blanket him and get him to the trailer and walk him around a little bit. Let's just tell you that I did all that in record time because I was like, I'm going to get the horse. This is it. This is the final straw. Because, of course, there's the ensuing parking the trailer. The husband's driving, and you're like, I'm like, just turn here. Cut the wheel. Like, why is it always a constant fight when somebody else is driving your trailer? I can't stand it.
It is true, though. It is true. That's why Jennifer pretty much doesn't let me drive the trailer. She wants to do it. Now, she is horrible at backing up, so she'll let me do that part because she can't back up. So she will let me do that part.
I always do the backing up part, and he drives it straight. And so he's trying to back it out. And I'm like, just keep coming. I can't see you. Keep coming. I can't see you. So I had the flashlight. And he's like, you're shining in my eyes. Like, it was the worst disaster of a married couple. Thank God nobody was here because they would have been like, that couple is on their way to the courthouse. Like, it is over.
I don't want to be that girl.
Yep, that was me.
That girl, again, that girl. We've all been there. We've all gotten the shows. And then you had to get up early to do the show this morning. And, of course, you're not in Arizona time, so now you're in California time, so it's an hour earlier.
You know what this means, Glenn? This means double pay for today's show. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you out early. How about that? We'll let you out early. We have to quit a little early or else Chad's going to divorce you anyway because he has to go play golf. So
He has a tee time. Listen to us. Like I sound like I live so fancy. I'm like, oh, I'm in Southern California and my husband's got a tee time. Like, I sound so snooty, but if you could see how bedraggled and disastrous I look right now and, like, how messy my truck is, how dirty my trailer is. I have, like, a half-naked child screaming all day. Like, it was terrible. So please don't take, like, look at the blanket overall look and think of me as a fancy person. Don't think of me as, like, my hair's matted, my ponytail's half falling out, I'm covered in horse slime, baby spit. Like, it's, yeah. Think of me as beautiful and well put together.
Is there a bathroom in your living quarters?
There is.
Is there a shower? Is there a shower?
Yeah, it's
oh, you are
big.
Fancy then. You are fancy. You're actually going to have a shower this weekend. That's going to be better than some of them.
we have the bathroom and the shower and everything. And then my husband complains about hay prices. And I'm like, well, you didn't have to buy this monstrosity of a trailer. I'm like, the horses have to eat. So it's all a trade-off.
You're going to be glad you have that bathroom tomorrow, though, or later today even. You'll be glad.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy.
Well, we do have really bad ads, equityMFG.com, really bad ads coming up later in the show. And it looks like I was looking those over earlier. We got a good batch of those, so we'll be talking about that later. When we get done with our first guest here, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something I was so excited about. One of the things that has happened in Lexington, Kentucky, is that you have all of these beautiful horse farms, and you never get to see any of them except from the outside. They've never really endorsed tourism a whole lot at the big Thoroughbred Farms in Lexington. Well, Jamie, that's going to change, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, if you remember last week, Jamie, Monty Roberts came on the show, and he talked a little bit about a product that he loves called Coragem. And if you remember, he was so excited about the fact that this is made with the help of the killer bees. And then you and I had the conversation about who was the first one to go out and find this stuff and figure out you could, you know, who was the first one to go out and piss off the killer bees and then, you know, take their hard-earned efforts and turn it into something that is really good for humanity. And we were like, what crazy person did that? Well, I got the crazy person on the phone right now.
No way.
Her name is, her name is Sue, and she is from Coragem, and we're going to find out all about it this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Glenn and Jamie. I wanted to thank you so much for this opportunity to let me talk to you about this amazing all-natural skincare product for horses called Coragem.
Well, we have to because Monty loves this stuff. He's been using it for like 4 years now, and he loves the fact that the killer bees were involved in the whole thing. And, you know, and we've all heard about, you know, we've all heard about products that were made with the help of bees and, you know, not just honey, but other products that you use for skincare and everything, to shampoo, to everything. So we all kind of have an idea of these kind of things, but I don't think any of us really understand why it works so well. So first of all, you were the one that really got this all started, right?
I am the one that did a little bit of experimenting on animals. This was a product that came to me, and I started experimenting with the animals and found that they're really was not much that this product would not help, and was so amazed with it that we made it into a product and we sent it out to Monty, and he loved it, and he is endorsing us as we speak.
So Coragem is a topical, right?
Coragem is a spray and a cream. It's a topical application for any kind of fungal issues or infections or open wounds.
Okay, gotcha. So, and why does it work so well? Why, you know, we obviously are joking a little bit about the killer bees and that whole story, but why does it work so well? Why does this product, you know, with their help, why does it work?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Coragem. Coragem is an all-natural spray or cream that's used for horses or any animal. And believe it or not, Glenn, it is so safe that it can be licked, yet so effective that it can actually heal a horrible open wound that cannot be sutured. And it's also great for any bacterial or fungal issues. As you know, that's such a frustrating situation for most horse owners.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, the reason that the Coragem works so well is the Coragem is actually a proprietary blend of Brazilian propolis that is sourced near the rainforest. And this area of the rainforest is so pristine and so free from pollutants that the propolis sourced in that region is very special because it contains extremely high levels of flavonoids and essential oils. And it's this quality that is responsible for Coragem being so effective in healing the skin issues of horses or any animal so easily and fast.
Gotcha. Okay. And I, you know, and I think from what I read, propolis has been, is that how you say it now, propolis?
Propolis, right.
Okay. All right. That has also been used by the native populations down there for a long time for the same thing, right? I mean, they kind of use it for the same use.
Exactly. Well, just so you understand that the bees, they go out and they land on the trees and the plants in the region, and they fly back to the nest and they deposit the propolis. And the reason they do that is because it protects the hive. Propolis is a known natural antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal agent. And Coragem is made with the same wonderful propolis. So we have found, and as your listeners will find if they go and order our products, that this same natural antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal properties will also protect and heal your horse's skin and any skin issues. So all people who, even like the natives or anyone who uses this product, is going to find the amazing qualities.
Now, it's not to get some, because I was a little confused when I first looked at it too, because you think of bees, you think of honey, right? This
correct.
This is not honey. This is actually the stuff that that they put on the hive.
Correct. This is
okay.
a substance that when the bees fly around and land on the vegetation, they excrete this, and it is excreted. Nature is brilliant, and it's excreted to protect the hive. And that's why, through science, it's actually, you can actually look this up, that propolis has all these natural qualities to it. And I don't know if you know this, but the beehive is the most sterile environment on the planet.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Huh.
So it just makes sense. I mean, people also use various types, they call it honey, to heal various wounds. But the propolis is the most powerful.
So,
gotcha.
Question. So, if somebody you said it's excreted on the leaves around. So, it's like somebody going out there with like a little razor blade or something and going up to the leaves and like scraping it off into some test tube or something? Like
No. It's not excreted on the leaves. The bees land on the leaves and they land on the tree bark and then they fly back to the hive. And the bees, I'm not sure exactly how the bees do it, but I know they excrete this substance in the hive. And then you go to the hive. You do not disturb the bees. You do not harm the bees. The bees are 100% healthy and fine. You just extract the propolis from the hive, and then that is made into a raw material that is an active ingredient.
It's not the bees I was worried about, Jamie. It was the people collecting. That's much more worried about than the bees.
No kidding. Wow.
I'm not volunteering for that job.
Do you know the first person that discovered propolis?
No.
Aristotle in 350 B.C.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yep, that's how far back it goes.
So this product, now you've refined it and you've made it to where it's very effective, not only for equines, we all have dogs and cats too. It's available for any of those animals. What kind of things would we put it on? So cuts, wounds, rashes, things like that?
For the equine world, it is just amazing for rain rot, girth itch, scratches, thrush, ringworm. In the animal world, you can use it, again, for any kind of cuts, infections, fungal issues, hot spots, itchy allergy skin. It's really endless. I mean, once you purchase the product, you're going to find more and more ways to use it. And I tell everyone that everybody's home, everybody's barn should have a spray and a cream of Coragym to keep on hand, because you just never know when you're going to need it.
And so where is it available? Where can people find it?
People can find it at www.coragym, Coragym, animals.com. And we actually have a promo code for your listeners at HRN 2015. You hit that tab, your listeners are going to get 10% off and free shipping.
Oh, terrific.
And they can go on the website, and it's a very well-organized, easy-to-navigate website, and they can click on, if they're interested in animals, there's a pet side. They can click on the equine side, and you can take a look at all the different testimonials and interesting ways that people have healed their animals using the Coragym.
And you can see also, not that I like looking at these, to be honest, everybody knows I'm squeamish about this stuff, but you can see before and after pictures that are really, really do tell the story. Yeah. They're kind of ooey, but they do tell the story that it actually does work. Well, you know, hot spots. You said hot spots on dogs. We've all had dogs that have had hot spots and will not stop licking, right?
Correct.
You know, they're awful. So if this works on hot spots on dogs, let me tell you, that's worth it right there, because there's nothing more annoying than that for the dog and you.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and it's so safe that you would spray the area, you spray the general area of the animal, but then you let it dry for a minute, and then you apply a dab of the cream to the worst areas, like the more open areas, the scabby areas. I mean, I'm sorry to be so graphic, but and even if they licked it off, enough has been absorbed into the skin that it will help. And the product, it's just so easy to use. And the reason that we made it in a spray and a cream is because a lot of times areas are too tender to actually put the cream on at the beginning. So it's a good idea to have a spray to spray areas that an animal would not want you to touch at first. And after 24 hours, 48 hours, you then can apply the cream also.
It's CoraGemAnimals.com. There's a coupon code just for our listeners, HRN, for Horse Radio Network 2015. You can find it. You can just put it in there as a coupon code in your checkout process. Get one of each. Get a spray and a cream. And check it out today. Thank you, Sue. You explained it very well.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Glenn. It was a pleasure. And have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Sue.
You. Thank you.
Now, what Sue didn't say is she's covered in bee bites. But no, she didn't. I asked her. I actually asked her that earlier, and she said, no, I'm not covered in bee bites. But that poor guy who's making minimum wage out there collecting it up at the rainforest is probably. That's not a job I would want.
Killer bees, Glenn. Nobody's got bee stings. Wouldn't they be dead?
You know, this has got to be a Mike Rowe dirty jobs thing, you know, out there. That's got to be one of the things he has done on that show. Well, it is good stuff. Monty's been using it now for 4 years and absolutely loves it, so check it out. We're going to take a break for another terrific product, and that's Kentucky Performance Products. And we're coming back with our old friend, Smokey Brannaman, who's starting something new, and the title of it will catch your attention alone. We'll be right back.
He was her first love, the one that started it all. He taught her how to master the posting trot and navigate her first hunter course. They spent hours together exploring the trails and hanging out in the barn. His name was doodled on every page in her school notebook. His coat gleamed in the sun as he met her at the gate each day, snuffling for a treat. From the first time she saw him poking his head out of the stall to the last time she patted him goodbye, he was, and always will be, her everything. This love story is brought to you by Nalox Advanced, providing complete support for a healthy digestive tract, which reduces the risk of colic and digestive upset. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Oh my gosh, that was like the saddest commercial ever.
That's a new series that they're doing, and we'll hear more of those as we get through the year.
It was good. It was just sad. Oh, you'll pet my pony. Kiss him on the nose. Give him Nalox Plus.
Well, you want to introduce our next guest?
Absolutely. I would love to. He's one of our good friends, friend of the Horses in the Morning radio show. His name is Smokey Brannaman, and, you know, he always likes to tell it like it is. And we're going to talk to him because I really think that's what he's going to talk to us about today. Good morning, Smokey.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. You're on the West Coast or are you on the East Coast?
I am up on the North Coast at this point. I'm home at Green Bay freezing my tush off out here.
What on earth have you not learned? You need to go south for the winter, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you, one of these days I'm going to get rich and famous, and I will have a summer home or a winter home somewhere down south. But right about now, it's not happening. You know,
man, this is when you need to schedule these clinics, like down in south, you know, Arizona, Texas, Florida, any of those places.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I want to talk to you about is the name popped up in my news feed, and we were going to talk to you about on Facebook your clinics, which tell everybody what they're called.
Well, the one I think called me on and that you're referring to is Fat Fear and 50. And
Fat,
I got to say,
Fear and 50.
Yep. And I got to say, I got to give credit where credit's due. I didn't come up with that. With that slogan, one of my good friends, Melanie Litchfield from down the road from me that sponsors my clinics, came up with that name for the clinics that we've been doing for her. And it's just kind of caught on, and it really fits what we do in these sessions and what we gear this particular clinic to. And it's gotten to be a pretty popular thing up here because it relates to the folks that come to those clinics and what we do.
So how does it relate? Are you just talking about a bunch of fat old ladies over 50 that are afraid to ride?
No. It's fat, out of shape, old folks, women, men, doesn't matter, or little kids. The whole idea of the thing, it really, when it first started out, you know that the majority of the horse population, especially up here in this country, are middle-aged folks. Now have some time on their hands. They want to get back into horses again, and
uh-huh.
their condition is usually somewhat lower than their mental condition, if you know what I
yeah.
mean.
Uh-huh.
You know,
hey, you just described
mentally,
me. Smokey, you're picking on me now.
Well, and me too. You know, mentally, I still think I can ride anything with hair, so just saddle them up and I'll crawl on. Physically, not so much. You know, so folks with this mindset, and there's a lot of them, including me, they want to get back into horses, so they go out and they'll buy a young horse or they'll buy a horse that's way more than they can handle, and they get a little bit scared and something happens not quite right and things just go to heck in a handbasket. So what our sessions are designed to do is not a cookie cutter, you know, do this, this, and this, and everything's going to be perfect. We take each individual horse and rider and try and work with them, get them back on the same page again, build up the horse's confidence in the rider's confidence in the horse, and put them back on track so they can safely get along and have a good, enjoyable ride and do what they want to do. And so we kind of take another track from the specialized horsemanship stuff or the bridle stuff or the barrel racing or cutting or cow working or whatever. We're working with each individual's issues and trying to come up with some plan of attack to get these people and their horses working together again to be safe and enjoy what it is they want to do. And that's really what it is. And it doesn't follow gender lines or age lines necessarily. It's a mindset of trying to get horses and people to work together.
And I love that, Smokey, because I'll tell you what, I get pretty frustrated with these clinicians that have one way of doing everything. And I really don't think that way there's somebody who's, you know, really big and his name starts with a P. And I really feel like his little ways that he does everything is not good for every horse and every rider. But these people that follow him or whatever do all these things. And it frustrates me because I really think that, you know, a hot-blooded Arab is not going to respond exactly the same way as a kind of, you know, chunkier quarter horse with a slower mindset. And I find that having things catered to each horse and rider is the way that I like to do things and the way that I've had to do things. And I appreciate that you're saying that too. It's like you're going to assess each horse and each rider, and then you're going to help them come up with a plan on how
yeah.
that they can best work with their animal. And I applaud you for that.
Yeah. And, you know, not every horse and every rider is going to be a good match. And for me, it's more important for me to make sure that horse and that rider is on the same page than it is for someone to pay me a bunch of money and tell them, oh, yeah, everything's cool and you got a great horse, and then they go out and get bucked off and get hurt. You know, so if I don't think that that particular horse and that rider is ever going to get along, I'm going to tell them that too. And I might lose a customer, but I might save a life in the process, you know.
So have you ever told somebody, and I'm assuming the answer is yes, but have you ever told somebody, this horse is absolutely wrong for you, you need to get rid of it and get yourself a new one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Last summer, and I, you know, I have people calling in all the time asking questions about what can I do with this horse or that horse, or would you take a look at my horse and tell me what's going on? And it is not even necessarily in a clinic environment, but I had a gal last summer that got talked into buying a year and a half old high power Arabian colt from this trainer and breeder of Arabians not too far from me down here. And he convinced her that he could grow up with this horse and start out everything on the ground with him and pet him and love him and whatnot. And then when he's old enough to ride, you can take him back to the same guy, and he would start the horse and train it and then bring it back. Or, you know, they could take it back and they'd have a perfect horse. Well, first off, this gal and her three kids, she's got three daughters that's range in age from like 12 to 4 or 5. None of them have ever been around horses in their lives other than petting on them and riding in the circular Walmart course or whatever, you know. They don't have any real experience on how to take care of a horse or do the things you need to do, especially with a younger one. And so they bought this horse for a pile of money. He was a well-bred Arab, nice-looking colt, but very, very high-strung and very high-powered.
Inappropriate for this family.
Yeah, exactly. And they sent him back, got him trained. The trainer kept this horse for 8 months. Training it to ride and drive, and they never rode it one single time in 8 months of training. He taught them apparently how to pull a cart, and they rode in a cart a little bit around the farm or in the arena or something, but that's all they did in 8 months. So they finally, the light came on, and they realized that they're paying, you know, lots of money to get this horse trained, and they're not even riding it, so they took it home, and that's when I got the call. And they've got this colt at home in a little paddock, and they got some smaller pastures. He's by himself, so he has no company, and he hasn't been worked with or rode or anything, and he is just wilder than a marsh hare.
Oh, yeah.
So I worked with him for a couple hours and kind of got him settled out, and they wanted my opinion, and I said, this horse is going to kill you guys. Said, you know, I could take him for 30 days and maybe get him back online and fixed and riding for me, but he's still 3 years old, and you're never going to be experienced enough to bring this horse along and keep up with what he needs, you know, because they're just pleasure riders. They need something that they can pet on and love and not do anything with for a couple months and then go out and saddle him up and ride him, and everything's going to be cool, not a four-year-old high-powered Arab, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, Smokey, we have a song for that.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Yep.
It's very true.
Yep, yep. I play that all the time in my head.
So, did you convince them? I must know. Did they get rid of the horse, and what do they have now? Or are they all
in
the hospital?
You know, I haven't heard from them. No, I don't know, actually. I haven't heard from them in a couple, 2 or 3 months. The last I heard, they were going to look at trying to sell them. But, you know, whether they did or not, I don't know. And I'm probably going to follow up on that this spring before they try and take that horse out and do something with them.
I got to jump in here real quick. The guy who did that should be shot. Because we spend all this time, and it's one of our missions here at Horse Radio Network, to get new people involved in horses, to try and get them involved. And then you get a guy like that who basically all he was trying to do was get the 8 months at $750 or $1,000 a month in training. And he sold them what he knew damn well was an inappropriate horse for that family. And now we have people who probably will sell the horse and never do horses again. So
that's a good possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, just, and it just sucks, because if they had bought themselves a 20-year-old fat, happy quarter horse, they would have been, it would have been great, you know? Drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's really. It's pretty sad, you know, where, you know, some of the horse industry folks will take advantage of people like that. It's like, it's like used car salesmen sometimes, you know, and it's just kind of sad.
If he sold them
the 20-year-old quarter horse, which he had, but he just chose not to because he wouldn't make training money off of it. If he had sold them that, he'd barely be selling them three other horses for the rest of the family, and for the long term would have made more money. But, you know,
Possibly.
I certainly hope you follow up with him. I could imagine that the mom wanted to sell him, and then I could just hear three little voices in the back of my head, but Mommy, we love him. Mommy, I love him.
They were, you know, when I told them that this horse wasn't right for him, all the kids were bawling their eyes out and stuff. But, you know, and that's tough too, but in the long run, probably when they're old enough to realize what I told them, they'll appreciate it. Maybe.
No, you absolutely did the right thing, and you're the one that has to live with yourself. So I'm glad you told them that. You know, you don't need to give them false hope and everything, and that can be such a dangerous situation. So good for you. So these clinics, Fat, Fear, and 50, are for those people who maybe do have a horse that they don't quite know what to do with, or do have a little bit of fear, or do have some questions about riding and training, and they can come to you and find out, you know, kind of a general overall assessment on how things should work with them and their horse. Now, are you traveling for these clinics? Do people need to come to you, obviously, in the spring, because it's a snow-covered tundra where you are right now?
Yeah, it's little difficult to work here outside right now, but yeah, I do travel. I don't go all over the country doing these things. I'm staying pretty local because, you know, I was in the service for years and traveled all over the world, and I'm kind of tired of that stuff. And yeah. I don't have to, you know, make 360 days a year doing this stuff. So I stay pretty local in the area between Wisconsin and Illinois a little bit, and Indiana, and around Michigan I do a little bit in, and, you know, but it depends on, you know, what folks want, and you know, if I can get two or three days in one spot and do two or three different sessions with folks or something, I might travel a little farther. But, and I people can come here too, and I can set up things around here. I've got, you know, places I can work out of in the wintertime, but usually the wintertime things are pretty well shut down up here, because after it gets to be zero, my truck won't even start, let alone me, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so fun. You know, they sell land south of the, you know, the snow belt as well. Just saying, you don't have to be super rich. You can just sell up there and move down here. And it's a little bit. That's why people over a certain age retire to Phoenix or Florida. I mean, I'm in Phoenix, Glenn's in Florida, it makes sense.
Oh, I'll tell you, the more winters I spend up here, the more lovely that sounds, let me tell you.
Well, listen, I'm freezing to death right now. It is 50 degrees, and I am, like, wearing a snow coat.
Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. We've got a warm spell right now, and it's about 18 outside.
Ooh, isn't that nice? Man, I'm jealous. That sounds great. Well, your website is smokybranneman.com, and you also have a Facebook page. Anywhere else people can get a hold of you, or is Facebook the best way?
Really, I get so much traffic on Facebook that if they really want me to get back to them, they're better off. They can go on Facebook and read all my stuff and see some of my videos, and I post a lot of stuff there. But if they really are serious about finding a clinic to go to, or talking about horses, they need to use my regular email address on my website. And it's also on the Facebook page too, because I look at those, and that's where I do most of my business through, is my regular email, not through Facebook. It's just too time consuming and too much garbage I got to look through to try and find something real.
Well, heck, Smokey, I'm just proud an old cowboy like you has a Facebook page and posts regularly. It's pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, it's like horses. Every one of them's different, and you got to follow the trends and try and keep up with the times. of what's going on. And I'm learning all the time about horses and different methods and training and different little things with horses. And so I got to learn computers too, I guess.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Smokey.
Well, SmokeyBrandeman.com.
You guys are quite welcome.
Smokey, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Oh, it's been fun. My pleasure to be here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
He's a good guy. I like Smokey.
I love that guy.
Yep.
He's awesome.
Well, before we finish up the show with some really bad ads, I promised to tell you a little bit about something I'm so excited about that I saw this morning, and I don't think you've even heard about it yet. There was this, you know, Lexington, Kentucky is a place of beautiful farms. We've all been there. We probably, a lot of you have been to the Kentucky Horse Park, but you can't get into those farms. There's these big, massive, very pretty gates that keep you out from going, saying hi to the horses, and it's been that way forever since the beginning of Lexington. There are a couple farms that you can do tours of on the bus tours. They'll take into a couple of the farms, but it's been pretty, what, closed-wall society, wouldn't you say, Jamie?
Yeah. Don't know how many times I've tried to get into Lane's End Zenyatta, and I'm met with security. I mean, it's crazy. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> They have your picture on the wall of the guard shack.
Yeah.
There's something else in Kentucky that we've all done, everybody that's been there, and that's the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. And what the Kentucky Bourbon Trail does is it allows you, they sell maps and all this different stuff, and you can go from one bourbon distillery to another, and they kind of make it a thing. There's websites for it, and, you know, it becomes a thing that you do when you're in Kentucky there as a tourist. Well, now there's this coalition set up called the Horse Country Incorporated. It's a not-for-profit business that's founded by 24 members, and each of them, a group of 27 horse farms, put up $60,000, and what they did is they went and consulted with the Disney people and tried to find out, is this a viable thing we can do, set up instead of a Kentucky Bourbon Trail? Yeah, and I can hear the goosebumps now. They're going to call it the Kentucky Thoroughbred Trail.
I knew
this was going to excite you. And wait till you hear who's involved, then you'll really be excited. And the Disney people came back and said, yes, this is a viable tourist thing. You guys should do it. Well, they went and raised money, and they had all of these different farms put in money to get this thing started. And it looks like it's going to start. What's going to happen is this organization, Horse Country, is going to be in charge of booking all the tourism around it and is going to create this Kentucky Thoroughbred Trail. And you'll go through this Horse Country, these Horse Country people to book whatever tours and everything that they're going to set up. The people involved in this are the Breeders' Cup people, the Jockey Club, the Kentucky Horse Park, the Department of Agriculture, Keeneland, Fasig-Tipton, the Kentucky Thoroughbreds Association, and now to get you excited, the participating farms so far include Adena Springs, Ashford, Claiborne, Darby Dan, Darley, Dime a Day, Gainesway, Haggard Medical Institute, Keene Ridge, Lane's End, Mill Ridge, Pine Oak, Rudin Riddle, Runnymede, Stone Farm, Stone Street, TaylorMade, Windstar, and Winter Quarter. There's a who's who of horse farms in Kentucky. And they're all involved and have put up money to make this all happen. Jennifer almost passed out.
Did you hear the thud of my head hitting the floor? Those are all the farms. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, Adena Springs, that's where Mucho Macho Man is. And then you mentioned Lane's End, and that's where AP Indy and Zenyatta is. And then you mentioned Sturgis Street. And then, oh, my gosh, Gainesway is the most beautiful place on the earth. Oh, gosh, how cool.
And right beside Windstar, which is also one of the most beautiful farms ever made. So, yeah, this is something that we never, ever thought we'd see happen. One of the reasons we moved out of Lexington is Jennifer had no place to ride her horse because all of these big farms are not accessible or, you know, there was no place to ride. So it's good to see that finally, and the reason they're doing it, by the way, is that the number of people interested in horse racing has been declining every year. They estimate that it's been a 5% decline every year in the number of people that go to tracks and that are interested in horse racing, period. So what they're trying to do is through this personal touch, being able to get to the farms and see the horses up close and take pictures, that it'll get that interest back again. And I knew that that would make all horse people that are hearing this happy. I'm so excited about it. We're going to try and get the lady. They just hired somebody to be president of the company, and we're going to try and get her on soon. So
when does this start? When can we go?
They're working on it. They said that they're going to be doing test runs with relatives, pilot tours with friends and relatives in the spring, and they're hoping to launch paid tours in the summer and fall. So that's where we're at.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be awesome. I'm so excited now.
It is exciting, isn't it? It is really, really cool. I knew you would like that. And another just real quick thing is that remember the PETA went and did some videos and infiltrated the barn of Steve Rasmussen, the very successful, one of the top horse trainers in the world.
They went in and basically took some video of him, and they had some video saying, there's no pulse in the foot, there's no pulse in the foot. Well, as horse people, we know that no pulse in the foot is a good thing, but I couldn't really understand what else was going on. So they ruled on it, the commission so what did they find out?
The Kentucky Racing Commission ruled that that PETA was full of crap. So They ruled in favor of Rasmussen, and they had independent veterinarians come in that were not part of any organization and reviewed the videos. The videos were highly redacted and edited, like PETA always does. So what they did is they subpoenaed the rest of the video that wasn't the non-redacted portion, and they looked at that, and they looked at all the evidence. They interviewed everybody involved, and they came back and said, there's nothing here. So, and when we watched and saw part of it, we also were saying, well, this is just normal stuff we do with our horses. You know, there wasn't anything really weird there. So that's what happened there. So that's all good, too. What do you say? We do some equitymfg.com, really.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we read ads submitted by our listeners. Usually get them on Craigslist or somewhere else. And this is sponsored by EquityMFG.com, the maker of the finest manure forks in the world, the Flex and Fork and the Shaken Fork. Do you have your manure forks along?
Oh, I got my Shaken Fork. I take it to every horse show type event, and I'm super excited. And what is the deal? Why do horses poop 20 times as much when they're in the trailer? By the way, oh, my gosh. I had to clean out the trailer last night at 12:30 as well, and that was super fun.
Because they're nervous. They do seem to poop about their whole body weight during the trip.
Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. You've been in here 5-6 hours. It's like 3 days worth.
I was talking to Helena yesterday, and they're at the point where everything's frozen up there in Rhode Island. They all frozen poop. And she said, there's no way I could clean the paddocks like I do without my Flex and Fork, because the tines would just break on anything else. She said, I am literally using it as a chisel. She said, I use it as a chisel to get the poop off the ground because it's so frozen up there. So, you know, whether you're using a Shaken Fork in a situation like Jamie is and stalls that she has to clean for a couple of days. And by the way, a lot of people will stop by when they hear her cleaning the stalls, and that's probably the best advertising Equity can get. And also, or whether you're out, you know, cleaning paddocks or whatever, with the like we do with the Flex and Fork, it's the way to go. They're super strong. They have a built-in suspension system, and we just love them. We've been using them for years. I haven't had to replace mine yet, both the Shaken Fork or the Flex and Fork. I haven't replaced anything. So just
I haven't even charged my Shaken Fork. I don't even think.
I think I charge it once every 3 months. It seems like I don't have to. If you use it every day like some of our listeners do, you'd probably have to charge it every day, but
yeah,
that battery lasts. It lasts a hell of a lot longer than my cell phone battery. That's for
right?
damn sure. But anyway, the other thing that's happening now is Equity has donated one fork a month, a Flex and Fork every month. We're going to put into the pile anybody who submits an ad, not just the winners, but anybody who submits an ad will be put into a hat, and we'll draw at the end of the month one winner of a Flex and Fork. And at the end of the year, everybody who submitted ads during the year, we're going to put that in a hat. And at the end of the year, like our last show of the year, we're going to pull, and they're going to receive the Super Duper Shaken Fork. So thank you to Equity for that. But today we have a prize. It's a $25 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections for the entire universe of equestrian shopping at your fingertips at equestriancollections.com. And we thank them for donating the gift certificate. Let's get started. First really bad ad is from Ellen. Ellen sent this in. Available for lease in Middleborough or Carver, Massachusetts. 4.3 hand, 1996 solid registered APHA gelding, a very big 14.3 hands. Does that mean wide? Because tall is tall, right? So I don't know if that means this is really wide. Very forward, responsive, hard worker, but very forward. Now, read between the lines here, people. Perfect for advanced intermediate rider who would like to compete in the schooling jumpers, beginner novice, novice eventing, combined training, competitive trail riding, or non-competitive trails. Notes: beautiful flat work for someone with a bit of dressage background. He has a big jump, loves the work, and will make you work ride correctly. Okay, there is the sentence right there. Now, as if it wasn't bad enough for reading between the lines before, if it says he will make you work or ride correctly, what's that say to you, Jamie?
If you just keep reading, I just think he's crazy. Like, this is like a completely untrained runaway. Like, the next line. Read the next line.
He jumps fast and big with capital letters.
That means he's green.
He will leave the rails up, not a big jumper, but a fun guy. Now, right here, they say he jumps fast and big, and then in the next sentence, not a big jumper, but a fun guy. He's just so funny. But, so this one, not so good. They did a very good job of couching the fact that this is a runaway that is going to cause you trouble. A lot.
And he's 96. Like, he's way too old to be that crazy. You know?
He's almost, you're right. I didn't think about that, but he's almost 20.
So,
yeah. Yeah, he ain't changing anytime
soon.
No.
I'm not going to change him. Let's see. Karen actually sent in this one. Karen Chatton, right? Okay,
yep,
she sent in this one. And this is really impressive. Very short and sweet. Two short and sweet ones in a row. Two roasters. How do you say that? How would you say that?
Rosters.
Two rosters for free. Rosters for free. I have two. That's it. Not what a roster is or what kind they are. It's just rosters. Sandy Murphy sent in the next one, and this is the way I would like to sell a horse. Wouldn't this be nice? Horse, $200. 15 hands. Fat. That's
short
awesome.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, baby. 15 hands and fat.
We know exactly what it is. Right there. Says what it is. $200 and it's fat. Well, it's an easy keeper, right? I mean, that's what we look at that one. Stacy Brown sent in the following one. Wanted horse that will trot in front of carriage. $750. Now, you have to listen closely to this one, Jamie. It took me about 12 times reading it to figure out what they were doing here. So listen closely. A white horse is preferred. Other colors are okay. Do not need a drafter horse because the horse just needs to trot with full reins. The carriage is battery operated and can run slowly for a horse to trot in front of it. If a person who has horse would want to do the events and handle the reins, then I would hire person and the horse. Price is negotiable.
Hold up. Does that sound like, they're driving a car behind a trotting horse, and, like, if the horse stops, the car's going to hit them, like, that kind of thing?
Jennifer, you saw a picture. What did it look like? What was the vehicle?
To tell you the truth, it really looked like a
second grader's version of a Cinderella carriage. It was it was a metal frame that had been cobbled together with poor welding skills and white spray paint, and there was a guy sitting in the middle of it, and it had car tires. So I think it was maybe a parade float.
A parade float. They build the float on top of it, and what they need is a horse to go in front and act like he's pulling it, is what I get. That's
Shakers.
By the way.
Charlatans.
So basically what he's saying is you're going to free rein the horse the whole way down the road, which is probably not as easy as it sounds in front of a float.
That's really bizarre.
The bizarre ad. We've never certainly had one of those before.
Yeah, no kidding. Hillary Bornman sent this next one in. ISO, in search of horse trailer for computer work. In search of horse trailer for computer work. In search of a two-horse bumper pull horse trailer. Oh, in exchange for any computer maintenance, fixing, setup, and so on. Please send me an email with what you have and what you need. Thanks. They can't send you an email because their computer's broken. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Please log on and send this. Just give your damn phone number. My God, their computer's broken.
How much computer work do you need done to cover a two horse trailer, by the way?
To buy a new computer.
Yeah, exactly. You buy a new computer for $300 could be a hell of a lot cheaper than a horse trailer. Oh, man. Mel Donald. Oh, once again from Australia, Mel comes through with the trailers. They got more bad trailers down there than we do. This is the description. Started horse float project. Got left with it. As is, come and pick it up, $300. What it is. It's what looks like an aluminum frame that there's no, by the way, horse trailer. It's just an aluminum frame of the top with the plasticky, top, you know, sort of stained top that they put on these horse trailers sometimes, the poly top. And that's all it is. It's just the frame. It looks like what might be the start of a horse trailer frame at the bottom, and that's it. They were going to make their own horse trailer, and they gave up and realized that was too hard and went out and bought one. And now they're trying to sell this mess they've created for $300. God, things are expensive in Australia.
Well, I can't
Jennifer
see it, so you have to
on
post it. Yeah, post it on Facebook. Mary sent in the next one. Beautiful blue-eyed filly, like Philly cheesesteak, and three-year-old stud pony. Oh, Lord have mercy, I bet the filly's pregnant. Beautiful blue-eyed filly, just about a year and a half old, sailing. Oh, this is no punctuation. Excuse me, let's start over. Beautiful blue-eyed filly, just about a year and a half old, sailing for $350. I also have three-year-old stud pony, $250. Call or text for more pictures. I don't have any pictures of the stud pony at the moment, but I can get some if you're interested. Do not contact me with unsolicited service or offers.
She'll get a picture of the stud pony if she can catch him.
Yes, that's why. You're right. Can't keep close to him.
That's why there's no pictures of that stud pony. Doreen sent the following one in. Doreen, the one meal vegan. That's what we're going to call her. One meal vegan Doreen. She sent this one in. Horse, mule, or chuck wagon? Cash or trade? Mule wagon for sale near Mansfield, Arkansas. It has hydraulic brakes and includes a team harness, collars, pads, chains, blinders, driving bits, check lines, etc. The mules are not included. It's ready to go. Just hook up the critters and head out. Well, if the mules aren't included, what am I going to hook up? It costs around $2,500 to build, and we've had many good times. Oh, but the wife passed away. Well, that's sad. And I no longer use it. Cash or trade for boom booms. Cash or trade for boom booms. ATV, UTV, or anything in good condition. Shown by appointment only. Crooks will be shot.
Right. Is that what a boom boom is? Guns?
That's what a boom boom is.
Nice. Nice.
Don't try and rip this guy off. He'll shoot your ass on the way out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe they could trade with Tony here because Tony found a number. Remember, he didn't write the ad. He just sent it to us.
Tame goat, castrated male, very friendly, $160. Big castrated male goat, healthy, rides in the golf cart. What?
Who ate the walk? The fat goat.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. All right, you do the next one because I'm going to do the last one because that is country southern if I've ever heard it.
Okay, all right. Jerry Unger sent the following one in as a new name. Thank you for sending it. Arabian thoroughbred, $300 in Bellevue. Three-year-old Arabian cross. He's a registered
Pintabian.
Thank you. He is great on the ground. He's been saddled a few times. Needs miles to finish off. He needs a good home. We don't have the time to finish his training because of injuries. $300.
Who is injured? Everybody?
Everybody. Everybody that tried to ride this Arabian is now in the hospital.
That or the Arabian Pintabian is a cripple, so you can't ride him either. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Nancy sent in the final one, and this is just so country. $400, and I don't know what that next line is. O-B-R-O-R-G-E, O-Borge. $400. O-Borge mare, 18 years. But don't act a day over 10. Pasture buddy sour. Needs to be ridden. May crow hop. But other than that, she's a great mare. Anyone is welcome to try her anytime. Don't act a day over 10.
We got an 18-year-old horse that's pasture sour and buddy sour. He may crow hop at any time.
He's going to buck you off, but anybody can ride him. Anybody. Don't act a day over 10.
That's the last one. I know you got to get out of here. I'm voting for Hillary Boardman. That one made me laugh the funniest, just because of you. You made it funny, the computer one for the horse trailer.
That was good. Go for it.
So Hillary,
I like Sandy Murphy's, too, the 15 hands fat, short and sweet, but we'll go with yours.
All right. Hillary wins the $25 gift certificate. Everybody's in the pool for the EquityMFG.com Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork. So you're all in the pool. Thank you so much for sending that. Jamie's got to get out of here, so we'll do a quick ending. We'll talk to you all on Monday. We'll have the results of the awards.
Hey, there's a German Shepherd chasing after my puppy. Hold on.
All right, see ya. See ya, Jamie.
All right, Jamie. Later to go. Bye. All right, bye.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay dinner, gal. Burn your helmet.